You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's international border will reopen in November, with Australian citizens and permanent residents able to exit and re-enter the country. There'll no doubt be tearful reunions as loved ones separated for 20 months or more come together. It's a different story for temporary migrants and non-citizens, though. As a general rule, Australia's 1.6 million temporary visa holders will continue to be barred from returning to Australia if they leave, unless they secure an exemption. For temporary migrants Emma Reid, it's a blow.
It just feels like it's an endless waiting game. We don't really know anything. We don't really have any information. There's no like roadmap as to when we'll be allowed to do it or how we'll be allowed to do it. So, yeah, it's quite frustrating for us.
Miss Reid moved to Australia from Britain 2.5 years ago on a temporary skills shortage visa with her husband and two sons. The 39-year-old was visited by her mum twice before the COVID-19 pandemic hit and longs to visit family in the UK.
My mum's husband isn't very well, so it's been really difficult not being able to go back to support my mum and obviously to see him. And I feel sad for my family in the UK because they're missing out on the boys growing up and seeing their different stages in life.
Australian citizens and permanent residents will be able to fly into and out of the country under Phase C of the National Plan to Reopen Australia. Fully vaccinated people will be subject to 7 days home quarantine. Unvaccinated people will be required to undertake 14 days managed quarantine with caps on the number of arrivals in this group. The eased restrictions will not apply to temporary visa holders or non-citizens.
It seems a little bit unfair, obviously, because we pay taxes, we pay for our visa to come here. They haven't specifically given a reason why we're not allowed to, but it feels like we're never going to be given an opportunity or there is no foreseeable date for us to be able to do that.
Temporary visa holders and non-citizens can leave Australia at any time. However, they're generally not permitted to return. Individuals need to apply for exemptions to re-enter. Temporary visa holders, tourists, and other non-citizens will have to wait until Phase D of the national plan to be able to enter the country. And there's no firm timeline for when Phase D will begin. Miss Reid and her husband, Robin, have considered speculatively booking flights.
We've talked about going back for Easter next year for a few weeks. Obviously, the risk is that we wouldn't be able to travel still. But I don't know. It's obviously something that we desperately want to do. I want to see my family. I want to see my friends.
While the couple have thousands of dollars of airfare credit from cancelled holidays they're keen to use, they've decided to hold off making a booking. The executive chairman of the Australian Federation of Travel Agents, Tom Mannering, expects things to become clearer next month.
Yeah, I wish I had that crystal ball in front of me here. We're all dying to have certainty about the information. So the government conditions for entry are still strict for inbound customers, which are not Australians. So I think both for inbound Aussies coming home and also for potentially tourists, the timelines will become very clear over the next 3 to 4 weeks.
The consumer organisation Choice has advice for people thinking about booking international flights. Its travel expert, Jodie Bird, recommends people read the terms and conditions, make sure they have a valid passport and visa, and check what travel restrictions apply to them.
We do need to be careful and make sure that we have all the ducks lined up, really. Make sure you check Smart Traveller to see the status of where you're travelling to. Check if you can get travel insurance for where you are travelling to. And check the terms and conditions of any kind of flight booking or accommodation booking you make. If you are thinking about travelling overseas and you have a temporary visa, just make sure that if you do book something now that you are entitled to get your money back if you have to cancel it for whatever reason.
With all the uncertainty, Mr. Mannering says it's a good time to use travel agents.
Knowledge is everything at the moment, and travel agents will definitely give you the most up-to-date advice because that's the job of the travel agent, and that's where their expertise comes into hand. And there's no more time more important than it is now to use one. particularly with all the different COVID restrictions, not just coming back into Australia, but certainly going to various countries around the world.
Wannabe travellers may fear that high demand for international flights will drive ticket prices into the stratosphere. But aviation expert Matthew Finlay says not to worry.
If there's strong demand for a lack of seats that arrive in the market initially, then of course prices will rise. But in the same instance, that will also be a signal to the airlines to add more capacity. So as prices rise, airlines will add capacity into the market. And I can see, you know, potentially there will be good pockets of relatively affordable flights for passengers to pick up a pretty good bargain on occasions.
And while the idea of travelling to foreign shores again has its appeal, it's unclear how many people will seize the opportunity.
Take, for instance, the Tasman bubble when it first opened. There was a lot of positivity, of course, about that and a lot of excitement. But when it came to the actual numbers, there wasn't the same sort of uptake you would have expected from all the hype that was leading into that.
He expects business people and those visiting family to be the first to travel, with holidaymakers taking a bit more time to make a booking. Outside of the peak Christmas period, the Australian Federation of Travel Agents expects prices close to pre-pandemic levels. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.